Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Affirmations Work. Today, I want to talk to you a little bit about a very important subject, and that is forgiveness. Forgiveness is a very important thing for us to practice in our life, because we can all find someone, something, some experience that we need to forgive, to heal, and to move on. And so today I want to read from the Daily Word, which is a Unity publication, on the subject of forgiveness. And I hope that some of this touches your soul and your spirit. Forgiveness sets me free. Holding on to a hurt can intensify my pain and keep me stuck in unpleasant memories. Grudges, resentments, and negative emotions keep me tethered to the very experiences I wish to move beyond. When I don't forgive, I can't move forward, which stunts my spiritual and emotional growth. Deciding to pardon hurtful behavior heals me from within. If I struggle to offer heartfelt forgiveness, I can still pray for peace for myself and another. As I work toward being able to forgive, I know the unconditional love of God is for everyone. This knowledge moves me into a new dimension of love and peace. I am ready to begin again, to go forth, renewed and filled with freedom and joy. Forgiveness has washed me clean. Isn't that beautiful? When you think about the words to that, and it talks about how when we don't forgive, we get stuck. We can't move forward. We can't grow. And always remember that your soul, your spirit is here on earth to grow, to experience, to enjoy, to have laughter. And to have those things, you can't hold on to grudges. You can't hold on to resentments. You can't hold on to negative emotions about people. You know, she did me wrong. He did me wrong. Forgive them. Each one of us are on our own individual journey, and we are going to make mistakes, and we are going to step on each other's toes, and we are going to hurt each other's feelings. Forgive them for yourself, not for them, not for them. Forgive them for you, to clean your soul, your spirit, to start anew. Decide today that you are going to make a little list of people that you feel in some way or another have wronged you. You can actually write a physical list if you choose, or if you just want to kind of keep a little mental note in your head, that's okay too. But I do want you to make that list, because I want you to then, after you complete that list, I want you to go through each individual person and forgive them. Call them by their name and say, I forgive you. When you finish with that, when you finish that list, you will feel a weight lifted off your shoulders. I promise. You will feel lighter. You will feel happier. You will feel free. Because this is what we were intended to do. Is to enjoy life, not sit around and mumble and be upset and talk bad about each other because, you know, she did me wrong, he did me wrong, I trusted her, she betrayed me. It's a lot of drama that's not necessary in your life. Forgive. So I'm so glad that you tuned in today, and I truly hope that this lesson on forgiveness from the Unity publication of the Daily Word has been helpful for you. And please come back. I will always add more episodes, so please come back and join me again. Until next time, blessings.